from that? Was you supposed to fight me then? You beat a painter. Was you supposed to fight me then? And then you beat some other. Some other.
I never ducked nobody, man. Look at my cousin, man. I didn't duck nobody, man.
I told you to fight one person that was crossed and beat him, and now you in Showtime. You stamp your ticket.
You strangling McNeil. Ask your question, please.
No, Gary, I withdraw my question. You can move on to somebody else. Thanks.
Okay.
Our next question is from BlackAthletes.com, Francis Walker.
Thank you so much for taking my call. First, I want to talk to Chad Dawson. What does a victory, or rather, where does a victory over Antonio Tarver put you in the light heavyweight division?
It put me right where I'm at right now, on top of the division. I just want to prove a point. That's it. I just want to shut this big mouth bastard up. That's all I want to do. It's going to happen October 11th. All that talk goes out the window October 11th. Trust me. Mark my words.
And also, what do you think the difference in this fight is going to be? I mean, do you believe that you're stronger than Antonio Tarver?
I'm a better fighter all around. Stronger, better fighter. I don't care. He can talk about that one punch part, and I ain't seen shit in his last five fights, man. Come on, man.
Okay, and I have a question for Antonio. You said that Chad was a wounded duck after he fought Glenn Johnson. What do you mean by that?
Come on, man. It's like any fighter. You know, you only old as the punishment you've taken in the ring. You understand me? In all my damn career, I didn't ever get beat up that bad in a fight. You know, and the whole thing is this. You know, the bottom line, he got two hands just like me. I've proven that I can throw my hands better than any of them. So, you know, hey, this is not. It's like, you know, this. I'm not saying it's gonna be a walk in the park, but I'm gonna dig deep. I'm gonna fight this motherfucker from round one. You understand me?
That's what I want right there.
What he made of. I tell you what. He's going to have to show me what he made of. Understand me? That's what it is. I ain't going to run. I ain't going to hide. I ain't going to be running around the ring. I'm coming to fight. I'm letting my hands go. He's going to have to take it. And whatever he come with, I can take it. I've been there before. It ain't nothing new to me.
They're not even letting the reporters
talk. When I come to fight my fight, he in four. That's it. I'm going to put hands on him. Period.
I'll probably hear the next question, please.
Our next question is from Chris Cazone with FightNews.com.
Hey, this is a question for Chad. Hey, Chad, I'm sure you watched Antonio's last fight. What did you think watching it, and what makes you think that you're going to be able to beat him? What kind of weaknesses did you see?
Everything. He's slow. He's old, man. He's a scary fighter. He's a scary fighter, man. I'm going to prove that on October 11th. I'm going to keep screaming October 11th because everybody knows what's going to happen in Antonio's problem on October 11th. And he knows that, too. I don't have to go out and run my mouth like he runs his mouth and talk all the chat. I don't do that, man. I let my fist do the talking. And that night, he's going to put hands on me. He's going to see. He's going to be one getting touched all night. All night.
And Antonio, and watching Chad's last fight with Glenn Papa Johnson, what went through your head?
Nothing. I ain't nothing go through my head. I mean, I saw what I saw. I saw a good boxer, a decent boxer. He got a lot of decent skills, you know, decent punching power, decent ring generalship. But decent ain't never beat me. He said that on Showtime. He got everything decent, but they going to take more than decent to whoop me. That's bottom line. You know, this guy don't believe what he's saying. Come on, man. I ain't trying to even play no...
What you saying, man?
Even my arm swell. But, you know, the bottom line is we're going to fight October 11th. That's the bottom line. I'm coming in my best condition and shape. I'm going to show you how an old man teach a young boy new tricks. He going to respect his elders after October 11th. Promise. That I can promise. I'm slow. I'm old. Come on, dog. You don't even believe that. Come on.
I'm going to prove that.
Okay. If that's what you're banking on, you're that. Anyway, you know that. If that's what you're banking on, bro, you know, you're in denial, homeboy.
You know I'm going to prove it. You know
part of your career, right here.
You know what's going to go down that night. You know.
You don't even know. This is the fight of your life right now.
It's the fight of my fucking life. You in it for
the fight of your life right now, bro.
As long as you're alive, you're in the fight of your night.
I tell you what, talking ain't going to get it.
I'm trying to tell you that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Talking ain't gonna cut it.
You ain't gonna change my mind, Chad. I see you, bro.
Talking. Cut all the talking out, man. October 11th.
October 11th. You bluffing, dog. But you know, one thing about it, they got you hyped up like you the lion in here.
They got me hyped up. I hype myself up, man. I do it for me. I don't do it for nobody. I do this for me.
You ain't no big bad rule. You understand me? So all the whoop tickets you selling, you can take that shit and shove it.
We make you get in the ring. We make
my mind, bro.
You don't
walk it straight through your ass, believe me.
All right. Bring it, man. Bring it.
I'm good. Next question, please.
I'm locked and loaded.
From Ramon Aranda with 411mania.com.
How's it going, everybody? First question is for you, Antonio. You yourself have fought Glenn Johnson twice, and we just recently saw Dawson also fight Johnson. What did you take away from that fight? I mean, obviously you're very familiar with Johnson's style, but what did you take away from what Dawson did in the ring in there?
And Johnson don't have no style, okay? He's one-dimensional. He come and he just throw punches, okay? The guy couldn't even get out of the way of the big shot. He got hit with everything. Come on, man. You think, come on, this ain't what, that ain't, we ain't fighting, dog. We boxing. And I'm going to take him to school on what this really is, what it really is. But, you know, he just don't understand. He's young. He got all these guys feeding him that bullshit. But what they refuse to tell him, that I am the most dangerous, okay, smartest, most intelligent, wittiest he's ever going to face. Okay? And it may not, I'm fast as I want to be. You feel me? Anywhere I need to go, I can get there. They thought Roy Jones was super fast until he met me. Okay, so all this shit he talking is nonsense. The bottom line is, throw his head up with all that he want to be, but they can't fight for him. When the bell goes ding, it's me and him. And then he got to put his money where his mouth is. And that's when he going to realize, uh-oh, he left the gate open.
Now, can you take us a little bit through your training camp? I mean, you look pretty good in your last fight. How is the weight holding up, and how are your legs showing? You still feeling fresh in the ring?
Who, me or the Chad?
Antonio.
Man, I feel brand new. I'm revitalized. I'm brand new. I did the necessary steps to get back to the top of my game, and that's where I'm at. I've had some great sparring partners. My weight is tremendous. I mean, and we don't have no problems. They want to tell this guy I'm having weight problems. They want to tell him all kind of lies, but they won't tell him the truth. They won't tell him the truth. So he has to believe that shit to psych himself out. But the truth of the matter is, man, look, my weight couldn't be better. You're going to see it at the weigh-in. You're going to see how strong I am, how focused I am, and how beautiful my body looks. And you know what? The bottom line is this: I'm ready. And the bottom line, I'm coming to fight for mine. I'm going to fight my ass off and to take everything I got to hold on to my belt. Because you know why? I represent something bigger than boxing when it comes to this sport. And I'm not going to let nobody set us back 20 fucking years. You understand me? It's ridiculous. I got to be victorious on October 11th. The sport is dependent on it.
Now, Chad, this next question is for you. First of all, kudos for relinquishing that belt so you can give the fans, the fight that they've been looking for in the division. Now, you kind of briefly mentioned it earlier, but you're a guy that's really not known for being too vocal as far as with another fighter and talking smack and all that stuff. Obviously, with Antonio, we've seen you a little bit out of your element. You've been very vocal, as we could obviously all hear today. Would you say that Antonio's kind of gotten under your skin a little bit, or are you just pretty much just looking to kind of give back to what he's bringing to you?
It's not even about, like I said, this is a man's sport, man. We fight. We don't talk, man. He bringing all this talk and all this acting. I mean, I guess he's that one Rocky movie thing, he's acting for real, but this ain't no movie, man. This is real life. October 11th, man, I'm going to get in and I'm going to spank that ass. And he know that. He knows that. That's why he think he's going to get another movie deal or something off, and I don't know.
You know that. You know, man. You know.
Shit,
ain't you, dog. You just
know.
You not know who I am, man.
That's fast, man. That shit don't fly around here, man. I don't get into that, man.
I don't see you.
I'm gonna break your jaw like Eric Harden did. Watch. I'm gonna break your ass down.
Hey, I don't see you at all, homeboy. You tripping?
Down. I'm gonna break.
All right, thanks,
down.
Guys. All right, thank you very much. Next question, operator.
Our next question from Tim Smith with New York Daily News.
It's great to see you come out of your shell, Antonio.
Thank you, man. This guy with all this disrespect, man. I'm going to show him how to respect his elders on 11th. He tripping.
I'm wondering why you've gotten so agitated, you know, before this fight. I mean, it sort of seems like it was all quiet. Was there something that kicked off this animosity or the heat in this fight for you?
For me?
Yeah, for you, Antonio.
I'm straight, man. That's like I said, here we are again, Tim, you know, after all these years, you know. And the bottom line is, you know, I got to beat it into their head. You know what I mean? They're never going to come out and admit it. You understand me? That I've been the best over this long period of time. I was too old when I came out of the amateurs. They've always tried to handicap my ability. You understand me? And they can't do it. They won't be able to do it on the 11th, and they won't do it after that. You know what I mean? My whole thing is I'm on God's plan, man. These guys are human beings. They can't take nothing that God got from me. And I know he's preserving me for a big, big reason. And October 11th is just the beginning. I ain't going nowhere. You understand me? I've perfected this game, my crap.
Better.
You know me? I've seen it all, did it all. And this guy, you know, he's talking about this. They want to blow him up this. Look, man, you had life and death against Glenn Johnson. If you think for 1 minute I'm Glenn Johnson, you're sorely mistaken. Mistaken on what?
Yeah, Jim.
And for Chad, I mean, do you – basically the same question. This seemed like a sort of a quiet promotion before. Now, I mean, it seems like there's like a lot of heat generated. Is all the talk from Antonio, is this something that's bothering you? I mean, is it something that...
We 2 weeks away from the fight, man. This is how it's supposed to go. Two weeks away from the fight. I'm ready to get in the ring. I'm ready to smash this dude. 2 weeks away. All that trash talk, man.
Man, Jim, I've been staying this guy.
I'm going to say my piece. I'm going to say what I got to say right now, and that's it. That's it. I'm going to wait till October 11th, and I'm going to get in that ass. And he know I'm going to get in that fucking ass. He keep talking all this shit. You lying to yourself, brother. Big time. You lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Tell your people stop lying to you.
I'm wondering, Chad, are you expecting to see the Antonio Tarver that fought Roy Jones, or are you expecting to see a different version of Antonio Tarver?
I ain't expecting nothing from Antonio Tarver. I'm going to get in there, I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to leave the ring with his title around my waist. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey,
I'm not expecting nothing.
Okay.
Tim?
Yeah, Gary.
Gary Shaw, this actually isn't just starting now. This actually started right after the fight in Florida when they were both on the same card.
Okay.
And, you know, there are some promotions that are hyped and need hype. This one is like one of... like an explosion, but that was boiling underground for a long time. And I think now it's starting to really percolate. I haven't spoken to either fighter about their like or dislike for the opponent, but what you're hearing is real. And I'm sure if it wasn't on phone lines, they'd like to go at it right now.
Well, they don't get any money for going at it right now.
Exactly, but there's a lot of motivation here, and I think you can hear it in their voices and feel the passion that they both have for this fight on October 11th.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim and Gary, this is Chris. If I may, I mean, you go back to, I think it was June 2007, both Tarver and Dawson were on the same fight card. You know, there was some talk from Dawson about, you know, looking forward to a fight against Antonio Tarver. Didn't matter what belts were on the line. You know, Antonio at that point wasn't interested in the fight. As things developed, fast forward to, as Gary said, April 12th this year, and there was some genuine heat at the post-fight press conference. Now, this is after both fighters had just gone through, you know, any fight. You know, Antonio's time against Clinton Woods and Chad against Glenn Johnson, and they were ready to go that night.
If I'm not mistaken, hadn't they shared cards before? This was like the third card, this April the 12th card, where they had shared a card.
I have June 9th on Showtime. Antonio Tarver fought Chad Dawson, faced Jesus Ruiz, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Chewy Ruiz.
That's correct.
And Antonio, I'm not, it's escaping me who he fought back then. Elvir Mariki.
Okay.
Yep.
And then we had another one on Showtime as well. I mean, look, this is the right fight to Ken, on behalf of Ken Hirschman, really, for Showtime, and Gary and Al Heyman and everybody who put this fight together. This is the right fight for the light heavyweight division. You know, it's two guys that are at the top of their game and they're ready to go.
I want to say one thing.
Those are the kind of fights that have to air on the Showtime. That's it.
Chris, hold on. I want Timmy.
Yeah.
This is a fight that most reporters said would never happen. Everybody said it wouldn't happen. And to Tarver's credit, he took the fight that everybody said he wouldn't take. And to Dawson's credit, he took the belt off his waist to take the fight that everybody said wouldn't happen. And that's what will help boxing, not a lot of shit that we've been watching on TV.
Well, then,
yeah, I also want to say
all the time is that we need fights like you know, the best in the division and fights that define the division, and let's get two guys together. Well, you know what? Here's one of those opportunities, and I think October 11th has put the boxing world on notice. I know there was another promotion, I believe, that was moved. I'm not sure why. But, I mean, this is the fight to watch on October 11th. Plus, you got heavyweights. Put those two fights together on one show. I mean, you know, I don't know. I think it speaks volumes.
The bottom line is, this is the champ talking right now. And you got a lot of...
We don't want to hear you.
No.
We want to hear you.
Man, show some respect, homeboy, for your elders, okay?
We don't want to hear you.
And did your mama teach you that? When grown folks talking...
I'm sure what she taught me, I still would love my friend.
Listen, I want to say this in support of the promotion, okay? Listen, you got a lot of old fighters out there, you know, fighting old fighters. Understand me? They're not willing to take the risk to fight these young guys and everything. So I go on record saying that I'm a fighter. I'm a champion fighter. I fight the best. Chad Dawson fought Glenn Johnson, which was a battle. He made it through. He survived. And now he's in line to fight the best. Okay, while Cal Jackie, Roy Jones, and these other guys out here trying to make these celebrity boxing matches, I'm out here fighting champions. You understand me? And now, my whole thing is this. I've always took the risk, okay, even through my years coming up. I took the risk that I had to take to get to where I had to be. But for some reason, the world, boxing world, want to shun me, okay? I got to fight my way to, you know, through the top, through the woods, through all these obstacles to prove this, prove that. But, you know, they have not come out once and said that Antonio Tarver, for what it's worth, it's my time. I've beaten everybody. You know, they want to get, Cal Jackson want to run off when he beat Roy. I mean, what the hell is beating Roy going to do? That ain't prove shit. If he knock him out, it ain't prove nothing. He got to fight me once I destroy Dawson on the 11th. And I'm calling for the peers, the so-called experts of boxing to call for that fight once I take care of my business on the 11th. Because that's the type of fight when everything is at stake. For all the marbles, I want that defining moment. So when they look back on the history of the sport, they can say that this was my era. My era, not Roy Jones's, not Hopkins, not Cal Jackie, but mine, that I stood above all. And that's what's at stake for me on the 11th, is that pathway to stamp my name in history. And when I walk away from the game, I want to be known as the best light heavyweight ever did, period.
Well, I think you're on your way. Congratulations, guys. I think it's going to be a fantastic fight.
Thank you, Dan.
Next question.
Our next question is from Roger Cleveland with Waterbury Republican.
Hi, Chad. I just want to get away from all the screaming and shouting just for a minute. And can you just talk about what it is purely from a physical or skills standpoint that you have that you think that Roy isn't ready for?
Excuse me?
What is it from a skills standpoint, from a physical standpoint, that you have that you think that Antonio isn't ready for?
You have the speed, power, I'm younger, I'm faster, and it doesn't matter. I mean, all around, like I said, I'm a better fighter. He knows that. I'm a better fighter. When he was 25 years old, he wasn't doing the shit I was doing. And he know that. He knows that. That's why he's giggling in the background, because he know that. I'm telling the truth.
And Tony, could you answer the same thing? I mean, why is it that you think you're better than him right now? What skills are you bringing to the table on October 11th?
I'm going to tell you, see, unlike him, he can't dissect me. He can't break me down. But I'm going to break you down.
October 11th, motherfucker.
I'm going to break you down and tell you how the fight's going to go. He's going to come out fast. I'm going to come out fast. But you know what? His youth. his youth, his disrespect. His eager to knock me out, his eagerness to do something great, going to get his ass in trouble. He's going to fall right into the trap. You understand me? I'm going to make him miss. I'm going to make him pay all night long. Okay? And when you get clipped, he makes mistakes. He ain't perfect. He ain't, you know, he makes so many mistakes because he is he take a lot of risks in the ring, unwarranted risks, and that's going to get his ass knocked out. That's going to get him knocked out because one thing about me, it don't take but one mistake, one hand low, one time, and let me touch that kid, bro. And it's good night, baby. That's what it is. It's good night. But I'm going to work that body early. I'm going to close, I'm gonna stay close, and when you open up, why I'm coming.
You ain't gonna do none of that shit.
Step down the middle. When you open up, why? And that's your shit.
Run to yourself.
That's how you getting whooped on the level.
Lying to yourself. You ain't coming out fast or nothing, motherfucker. Stop lying.
Yeah, this is what's gonna hit you. When you come in and try to press me, and I press your right ass, you understand me? Then you understand you're in a fight. You fucking with a real man. You understand me? That's when you're going to realize you're in life or death trying to come take something along with me, bro.
I want to see this. I want to see this. I'm coming out.
I'll take the next question.
That's how it's going down.
Our next question is from Francis Walker with BlackAthletes.com.
Thanks again for taking my question. And this is a follow-up question for Antonio Tarver. You appear to be very fired up for this fight with Dawson. Have you ever been as motivated for any other fight in your career?
Sure, I mean, I'm motivated every time, bro. When it's my life on the line, I'm motivated. This is my legacy, man. This is everything I ever worked for. You think I'm finna get it? He ain't worthy. What the hell does he represent? He ain't worthy. Come on, man. We ain't trying to go back. We trying to move forward. You understand me? I represent something, man. The kids in the inner city. I represent something. Foundations, man. I'm out here trying to do it right. You understand me? I ain't took no shortcuts. They ain't gave me nothing in this game of boxing. I had to take everything. And on October 11th, I'm taking it once again. Yeah, I'm fired up for this monkey-ass dude to try to tell me, you understand what he gonna come do to me? Shit, he can't spell my name. Ain't nothing on his resume. Speak my name.
You can't spell me, man.
Take you to uncharted waters. I'm taking you all way out to sea to drown your monkey ass, bro.
You're a comedian.
Uh-oh. You can't believe me, so you gotta keep talking that stuff.
Our next question is from Ramon Aranda with 411mania.com.
Chad, I wonder if you can kind of take me back to the fight with Glenn Johnson. I mean, you've been considered, you know, one of the biggest rising stars in the division, but a lot of writers felt that you were still untested until you faced Glenn Johnson. Now, the fight itself obviously was very entertaining. It was very close. You know, Tarver's, you know, saying that you're damaged goods. But what do you take away from the fight? I mean, do you feel a fight of I guess that toughness is something that will benefit you in your career? I mean, do you feel it will make you a better fighter being in a fight like that?
Me up. I mean, I needed that. You know what I'm saying? Glenn Johnson, Tarver's no Glenn Johnson. Trust me, he's no Glenn Johnson. I mean, I got the I beat the best light heavyweight in the world that night, and I beat Glenn Johnson.
Come on, man. You sound real ignorant on this phone talking that nonsense.
Glenn Johnson. Everybody knows that. Tarver's no Glenn Johnson, man.
Kid.
I beat the best light heavyweight that night.
Don't speak that, man. You blasphemy right now. Don't speak that.
You just
don't speak that. Glenn Johnson is the best. Come on, dog.
On the list.
You don't need to do that. Come on, homeboy.
You're saying that the fight with Johnson is something that you needed. Now, can you kind of explain that a little bit as to what it means for you and how it's going to benefit you in the long run?
Like I said, I needed that type of fight. You know, Glenn Johnson came, he pressured me. I mean, he's strong. He throws a lot of punches. He keeps coming. I mean, there's no greater fight. I mean, it was an entertaining fight. The fans liked the fight. Everybody loved the fight. It was a great fight. We fought our hearts out.
Until the decision was rendered, and everybody booed. Everybody in the house booed.
Who's going to fight me like that?
They love the fight. They just didn't like the victor.
All right. Thanks again, guys, and good luck to both of you.
I don't know. I think it's worth noting that Chad showed something in that fight that we hadn't necessarily seen before, was some heavy metal. I don't
operator,
think
next question.
Any
operator,
further next questions question. In the queue. Operator, if you'd like to give the instructions one more time, see if we get any last questions, and then we'll let the fighters continue to prepare for their big fight October 11th.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star.
Right, if there are no more questions, this is Gary Shaw. Besides thanking all of you for being on the call, I do want to say one thing about both these fighters. They're fighting at the light heavyweight, which is 175 pounds. To their credit, they're not making up new weights for boxing. And as long as nobody else wants to fight at 175, they'll never be recognized as light heavyweights or light heavyweight champions. So the victor on October 11th is the true light heavyweight champion of the world, bar no one. Thank both fighters for being with us today. AT Entertainment, Mike Crisio, to Showtime, and especially to the Palms for hosting this. We'll see you all at the Pearl Theater on October 11th. I thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. We have one.
First for Antonio, then Chad. Showtime's been trying to stage this fight for the better part of 2 years. Why is now the right time?
I mean, I disagree, man. I mean, come on. I mean, bottom line was, you know, everything takes time. I mean, Chad didn't fight. You know, come on, he was a young guy coming up. He won the title. And what was he supposed to do after he beat Adamant? Come jump and fight me? Come on, man. There was a lot of more fighters out there he could have fought. But then instead, they patted his record. They gave him two soft touches. And then I told him, before you ever fight me, you got to prove it.
Did he give you?
Went and fought Glenn Johnson. That's what it is. And now it's his time. I mean, come on. I wasn't never ducking no Chad Dawson. They try to emulate the things I had to go through to get to where I'm at. But it's not the same picture. It's not the same scenario. They don't even try to prototype it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. His time has come.
Thank you, Antonio. I think just take one more from John Martinez, I believe.
Our next question is from John Martinez with IronBoxing.com.
And that'll do it, guys. Thank you very much. Go ahead, John.
Hi, thank you very much. Antonio and Chad, this is to both of you. I'd like to know, what is it like being principal players in such a key, compelling industry matchup? And more importantly, what it says to y'all's credit as far as what you're willing to give back to the boxing community. This has been wanting, the public has been wanting to see this, media has been wanting to see this for a couple of years now. And last but not least, how do you guys see the 175 division shaken up after October 11th? And last for you, Antonio, being 40 years young, shall we say, what did it take for a guy like you to still fight at an elite level at that age?
I mean, like I said, age is nothing but a number. I know a whole lot of fighters that have come before me, and I can look at my Olympic teammates, and it's a whole lot of young fighters retired, okay? So, they can't say my age is a factor because I've been proven naysayers wrong. I turned pro at 28, so I wasn't supposed to make it this far. No way. So the whole thing about it is age ain't nothing but a number. I know some 26-year-old shot fighters. In fact, I'm on the phone with one. Okay, so the bottom line is about how much punishment you take. It ain't about how old you are. God has preserved me for a major, major reason. And we're going to see the picture clear October 11th. As far as the light heavyweight division, he don't have a WBC title. But what I do to that after October 11th, they're going to know it ain't but one champion. And then I'm going after that major, major, major fight, that pay-per-view for that clown over there across overseas. They're doing a celebrity charity event up in New York sometime in November, okay? Perpetrating a fraud. That's what it is. I'm finna sift all these weak-ass mother talk, man, and put them on notice that I got 2 more years to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it in grand fashion. You heard it first from the Magic Man.
Chad? Chad? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, could you also... Could you also please talk on the situation as far as being part of a compel? Are basically raising the bar for other fighters.
You got me and you got Anthony Powell. We're fighting. You know, like Gary said, you know, all these middleweight weight classes. You got Rory and Kazaki fighting at 170. I mean, 170 is, you know, weight class. I mean, 170 is more close to the super middleweight than it is the light heavyweight. So, I mean, I think this is a great fight for boxing in general. I mean, this is a fight everybody wanted to see for the last 2 years. I mean, so, you know, it's coming to the light, you know, and everybody's going to get to enjoy a great fight. You know, it's not like I said, it's not like we're not fighting at a catchweight 170. We're fighting at 175, which is the true weight class, light heavyweight. You know, we got everybody fighting at 170 or the catchweight, but all that's not going to fly. Like Gary said, October 11th, the winner of this fight will be the true light heavyweight champion of the world.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, it is. We're going to give the people what they want, baby. They want a fight of the year. It's going to be, boy. Knock out, drag out. And it's going to end abruptly.
Do we have any other questions in queue, operator?
There are no questions in queue.
These fighters got to go.
Thank you.
Let the fighters go.
Thank you, Gary Shaw. Thank you, Antonio Tarver. Thank you, Chad Dawson. It's been a hell of a call. Be a hell of a fight. See you on Showtime.
Showtime!